Okay, cool. Red.
So David,
I will, sorry,
David was just telling us about how much he loves Linkara.
Yes.
And how the Lightbringer is a fantastic book.
Linkara,
he was telling me.
Easily in my top 10 fedora wearing comic book reviewers, which is probably a substantial category now that I think about it.
Yeah, there's probably more there than you thought there was.
I've seen some Linkara stuff. I feel like we actually have like friends in common at this point, which is extremely cool.
I would say like, because Red, like, you know, you are kind of a big deal, so I wouldn't be surprised if you have like know some people that know some people.
Also, sorry, real quick, just for this second Google Drive link, I don't have access to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you'd be like, if you suck up to me one more time, I swear.
Hold on, let me switch.
It lists you as having access to it. Did I send you the wrong link?
I sent you a request for access on whichever link that was.
Okay.
And if it's the wrong one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I accidentally sent you the root folder instead of the specific
folder.
Then don't
give me
about
access to that.
No, you can have access if you want to check out.
No. All right.
Cool.
Let me just check.
Okay. Can you click that link, the most recent link I sent you?
Probably. There it is. Hold on. There we go. That one I did have.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. Oh, man. I'm so excited. Red, I've been looking forward to this because you're the favorite episode of the year, so there is no one else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you sending that really dope speech as well.
Oh, well, thanks. I had fun with it. I was like, oh man, I just get to do all my anime stuff for a change.
Yes. Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Let's see. So these are the notes on Magu-chan. Oh, wait, I already had that one.
This is a little bit hard just because of the structure of the show. Just a note, so I think mostly things are the same. Red, we're going to try and keep the recording to about 40 minutes, just to be respectful of your time.
Thank you.
And then I'm trying to think if anything has substantially changed in our structure. I don't think so. One thing we talk about, by the way, is we only talk about the things that are relevant to this section, so in particular, like the characters. So like, you don't have to like take it from the top. What's the deal with Mago-chan? Like, everybody knows he's a cat. So it's more like what you felt changed. Like, I feel like Naputa really changed a lot as a character in these volumes. So that's just kind of, I think, the only thing. And then we also reference it in the historical of what it did worse, what it did better, rather than so much what we overall feel that the series doesn't do right or wrong. If that makes sense.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think I can do that. Basically, I just got back from like a week and a half of some very complicated travel. So before I left, I was like, I got to read through all of Magu-chan.
Oh.
Any chance of being
goodness.
Able to. Yeah.
That is so kind. Do you mind sharing? Where did you go?
Oh, I went to New Zealand.
What?
Whoa.
I'm going to New Zealand. That's amazing.
It's so fun. A friend of mine, actually, the YouTuber, Hello Future Me, just got married, and he invited us out, which is really funny because when Blue got the invite at first, he was like, man, pretty bold of Tim to like make his wedding invite public. And I was like, it says private on the screenshot you sent me. I think we're actually like unironically invited. He was like,
that is amazing.
And then 15 minutes later, he was like, so we are invited. Do we want to go? It's like, yeah, why not? Let's go to fucking New Zealand. So
you went to Middle Earth.
I went to Middle Earth. Yeah.
Crikey.
I even did the Hobbiton tour. Crikey is it's a little to the left in New Zealand. So,
yeah, come on,
David.
I know.
Come on.
Listen, as someone who watches New Zealand Taskmaster, I know a thing or two about.
Yeah, having been immersed in it, it's a lot clearer the difference between the accents now, because New Zealand only has one vowel sound and it's eh. And Australia only has one vowel sound and it's ah. So it's totally different.
I see. Yes, yes. I'm gonna. Yeah. No. Clearly. Clearly. 100%.
Except for things that should be eh, which is That's the New Zealand. So it's like.
Now,
if
they just say eh for fun, then you found a Canadian.
Yeah. Exactly. Completely different continent. Oh,
I'm actually going to New Zealand for my honeymoon. So, if you don't mind, I might message you for any recommendations of stuff to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, that's a great idea.
God.
It's such a beautiful, and right now it's so gorgeous because it's in the fall. So like the temperatures are reasonable and all the leaves are changing. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Did you see any kiwis?
I think I might have, except one of my tour bus drivers was like, it's very unlikely because kiwis are nearly extinct. Like they have, they have a lot of very careful, like work being put in to preserve the kiwi population. They have like these locations that are specifically like breeding them in captivity so that they can survive. But the thing is, Kiwis are flightless and have no natural predators that are native to New Zealand, but basically anything small and ground-based can eat them. So the fact that there are rats and possums now just in New Zealand
means that sucks.
Yeah, so they're doing a lot of work. But I think I saw some on the way out from the airport when I got in really early, because I looked over and there were these little round birds just kind of hanging out on the ground. And I was like, okay. And I never saw that specific shape of bird again. And it was kind of early, and kiwis are nocturnal, so it's possible. But when the driver was like, has anyone seen any kiwis? I like raised my hand. He was like, possibly, but probably not. I was like, oh, it was a trick question then. anyway.
Oh man, yeah,
that sounds like a fantastic time. Did you also have a chance to go to Australia, or was it just New Zealand and back?
It was just New Zealand and back, but I did go a few days earlier than the rest so that I could check out Auckland first and kind of do all the tourism-y things. So I just had a few days alone to like adjust my sleep schedule and all that jazz, which is cool. There's a lot of gorgeous stuff there. There's a bus service that will take you. It's like it's a tour bus done by Cheeky Kiwi Tours, and they will take you to Hobbiton and the Waitomo Glowworm Caves and then back to Auckland all in one big 12-hour drive.
That's sick.
Yeah, and I highly recommend it, because Hobbiton is interesting because it's like a movie set tour, and you kind of have to, right? Like, you're going to Middle Earth. You got to check out Middle Earth. And then the Waitomo Glowworm Caves are like the exact opposite end of the New Zealand tourism spectrum, because it's like, it's a local natural wonder. You can't take photos because the glowworms get very fussy about weird light sources.
that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's like run and managed by the descendants of like the local family that found the glowworm caves in the 1800s. And they are very, very carefully preserving the area. So like on the one hand, you have this completely artificially constructed movie set. And on the other hand, this really, really quintessentially New Zealand experience that actually is this otherworldly. So I do recommend doing those both in one day just for maximum cognitive whiplash.
That is really cool.
Yeah,
like that the glowworm is so caves awesome. Must have been amazing.
Oh, I just remember them from being in Rocket Power.
What?
Yeah, there's like the Rocket Power movie. I think they went to New Zealand.
Oh.
And there's like a scene where they talk about the glowworms a bunch.
Oh yeah, they probably couldn't film there.
Yeah, Rocket Power probably couldn't film in New Zealand. Yeah.
I found out a fun fact. Did you know canonically every character in Family Guy is an animated actor playing in a TV show?
What?
Yeah. So if you look at it, it's like the Fuzzy Door has an official policy that every character in Family Guy is played by a fictional actor.
Huh. So it's one of those actor AUs, but canon.
Yes, there's actually apparently an episode where Peter's actor requested too much money and they wrote him out of some episodes.
Huh.
It's like on the Fuzzy Door like website with their policy. And so they're just like, that's why continuity doesn't matter, because Family Guy is a fictional show within our television universe.
That
and
is so such a weird meta narrative to do.
Right?
And then, like, and then they went to New Zealand.
Yeah.
And that's why David brought it up, because they were in New Zealand, right?
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Because you know what they have in New Zealand?
Family Guy?
Family? Television, yes.
Oh, yes, TV. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I feel like we could have this Wormo talk go forever. But do y'all feel good about starting the show?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Red, just with this, we're a bit more loosey-goosey, so we don't have to worry about being so formal about sections and talk. So, do you have any last-minute questions before we get started?
I think I can follow along, I hope.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Yay. All right.
So, let's do a 10 seconds of silence, and then 3, 2, 1, clap, 3, 2, 1, clap, and we'll get started, and then have everyone out by the end of the hour, I hope.
Awesome.
All right, right? 3, 2, 1. Or wait, sorry.
I
was like 3, 2, 1, silence, which makes no sense. All right, silence starts now. 3, 2, 1.